AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Video of a deadly encounter between police in Charlotte, North Carolina, and a black man has been released by the dead man's wife, who recorded the fatal shooting on her cell phone.
The sound of officers Tuesday yelling at Keith Lamont Scott to drop the gun, and then the shouting of his wife.
He has no weapon. Don't shoot him.
She yells at her husband to get out of the vehicle. The shooting is not visible, but gunshots are heard.
Keith, don't you do it!
It's a different perspective than the video not being released by Police Chief Kerr Putney, who insisted Wednesday there was a gun.
If I were to put it out indiscriminately, and it doesn't give you good context, it can inflame the situation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
An attorney for a white female police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says he does not agree with an affidavit from the district attorney's office saying Officer Betty Shelby reacted unreasonably when she shot Terrence Crutcher.
Betty, this wasn't like her first week on the job. She's a field training officer. The department has picked her to train new officers. And people will tell you this isn't Betty Shelby to overreact to a situation.
The DA has charged Officer Shelby with first-degree manslaughter. President Obama hopes the African American Museum that opens tomorrow in Washington, D.C., can help both blacks and whites see the context of tensions between black communities and police in cities like Charlotte and Tulsa. Obama hopes whites and blacks will visit the museum and emerge with fresh hope.
The struggles we're going through today are connected to the past, and yet all that progress we've made tells me that I cannot and will not sink into despair.
This is AP Radio News. Congress will try to override the president's veto of a 9/11 bill.
Both the House and Senate passed the bill by voice vote. That makes counting how many lawmakers might end up supporting the veto after being lobbied by the administration a little tougher to gauge. Texas Senator John Cornyn, a co-sponsor of the measure, called the veto disappointing and said this week he expects it will be overridden.
I'm confident we will.
Supporters of the measure say families who lost loved ones in the 9/11 attacks should be allowed to sue Saudi Arabia. The administration fears that would open the door to U.S. citizens and companies being hauled into foreign courts. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Iowa State University President Stephen Leith caused substantial damage to a university airplane he was piloting when it made a hard landing at an airport in Illinois last year. A costly incident kept quiet for 14 months until the Associated Press obtained reports about the landing. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.